Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
All right, hold on. We're on the air now. I just told Peter Greenberg that we're doing a WGN radio listener trip to Portugal, and he said, are you going to be in Porto? And I said, yes. And then you said, I have to go to a restaurant that's going to change my life.
It's true. There are these restaurants that exist around the world, and that is one of them.
1756.
Called 1756.
And what am I going to order there?
The one dish you have to order, and I guarantee you, you will order a second,
all right,
is the salmon tataki.
Okay.
You'll see why when you order it, but then you have to report back to me.
Okay. Well, enough about me. Peter Greenberg is here, CBS News travel editor and the host of Eye on Travel, heard on WGN Radio. Weekends this Saturday. Sometimes the schedule moves around with sports and not sports, but you'll hear him Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. Then at 8 o'clock, it's our Mincing Rascals podcast broadcast. You are in Chicago this week. Why?
Because it's the annual convention of the U.S. Travel Association. 5,000 delegates at McCormick Place from 70 different countries. It's where the United States puts itself on sale for foreign visitors to come and visit. What interesting times we have that it would be happening now and happening here.
So this is not just for the travel industry per se, but for the industry, the travel industry to come to the United States.
Sure. It's for every foreign tour operator, every organizer, every travel agent who buys travel and organizes travel to see if they want to go and take their clients to Iowa, to Wyoming, to Chicago.
What are the destinations that the rest of the world favors in the U.S.?
Well, it's changing now because it used to be the original suspects of Orlando and L.A. and New York. And now you have secondary and tertiary cities, including places like Chattanooga, Tennessee, and Madison, Wisconsin, and Dubuque, Traverse City, Michigan. Places that the people who've come first are now wanting to come back and do something a little different.
Santa Fe on there, maybe?
They are. Santa Fe is, yes.
Rocky Mountains are probably something they'd like to see?
Yes, but not necessarily Denver, but Durango.
Huh. What fuels that? Is it American television overseas? How do they know about us?
Well, American culture has been exported for many, many years successfully, whether you like the shows or not. I'm reminded of a time I was in the Middle East driving in the middle of the Sinai Desert with an army captain who spoke no English. And I was in the back of the car with our photographer who had the attention span of a flea. And about an hour and a half into this ride, which is nothing but sand followed by more sand followed by more sand, my photographer just said, "Na na 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 na," and all of a sudden the car comes screeching to a halt. The driver turns around as the dust and sand come flying through the windows. He looks at me and goes, "Book 'em, Dano." That's when I knew American culture had been exported a little too much.
Or maybe not. Hawaii's lovely. What do they say, or is there a consensus or vibe about traveling from the rest of the world to the United States right now?
There is, and beware the world of reciprocity, because you have the United Kingdom issuing from their foreign office a travel warning to their citizens not to come to the United States. You have one from Canada to
British
their citizens.
They're warning British subjects
the Germans
not to come
are
to
doing
the USA?
It. The Danish are doing it because of the travel bans, the worry about deportation, immigration policies, et cetera, et cetera. Let's not forget, we have a travel advisory for every country in the world from our State Department. So
not every country.
Every single country.
What is the purpose of that? What does
it
say?
Well, in the old days, a travel advisory was only limited to places that had a problem, right? Don't go to Northern Ireland. Don't go to the Middle East. Now, under the Trump administration, this goes back to the first Trump administration, they changed the advisory program so that there's now a travel advisory for every country in the world, but it's done under four separate levels. So level one is, and every country gets this one, maybe, travel with normal caution. Now, I have no idea what that means.
Okay.
Travel with normal caution to me means don't trip and fall, okay?
Yeah.
Level two is travel with increased caution. Ooh, now you're in the safe house in the basement. Travel warning number three is reconsider travel. Now you're basically a barricaded suspect and you're armed and dangerous. And then travel level four is do not travel. Now basically you've dug a hole. So we have now level four warnings for a number of countries that in my book don't deserve it, but we're painting with a very broad brush and operating with the worst four-letter word that starts with F in travel, fear.
I wonder if that's just reciprocal. It's not so much about safety and travel. It's about tariffs and policy.
It's politics.
Well, all right. So you said beware of that, but folks are still coming to the United States, although last number I saw was like 12% off.
Oh, no, it's travel. Actually down more than that. I was on a flight the other day from London to Los Angeles on an American Airlines 777, and I talked about this on our show. The back half of the plane, almost every passenger had their own row. That tells you how much travel is dropping.
Is that novel? Is that unusual?
No, it's happening a lot now. So you have so many fewer seats being occupied on this side of the Atlantic, and a lot of Americans aren't going. So what you have, ironically, at this time of the year, is a buyer's market for international travel. But domestic travel, watch out. Airfares are going up because the fact that we may not be traveling overseas doesn't mean we're not traveling. We're just traveling somewhere else. And where somewhere else is for 2025 is the U.S. And the 48 continental U.S. states are going to be jammed. I have one of my writers who had to fly from San Francisco to New York this week. We booked the ticket 2 weeks in advance. The airfare should have been $350, $780. That gives you an idea of how much things have jumped.
Where are people traveling if they're traveling overseas from the U.S.? Where are the popular destinations?
Well, they haven't changed. It's still Orlando.
No. We're leaving the U.S. and we're going to...
Oh, overseas? That hasn't changed either. It's Paris, Spain, Rome, especially this summer, Rome, the Jubilee year. Paris, because everybody studied the painting in high school and wants to go see it at least once.
Rome is hot in the summer. I'm just telling
it
you.
It hasn't
that.
Stopped stupid Americans from going.
Don't call them stupid. It's 11:17. They are committed. The most interesting man in the world. Fascinating, whatever it is. What was the Dos Equis commercial?
I'll take whatever you want to give me.
What did you tell me off the air about the most interesting man in the world?
He lives two doors down from me, and he's like 83 years old. I have something
the
to look
Dos Equis
up to.
Guy.
Yeah.
He's not doing the commercials anymore.
Nope.
But it wasn't that long ago he was. He looked fantastic.
He
was
great.
In his 70s when
yes.
he was doing that.
Yes.
Wow. Nice guy?
Very nice guy.
Is he interesting?
That's what I thought. Oh, don't say that. He
He's
won't
an
like
actor.
That. He's a nice guy.
Okay. 312-981-7200. Peter Greenberg's show, the travel editor, the Eye on Travel guy. He's going to be heard Saturday on WGN from 5 to 8 talking about all things travel. 5,000 conventioners from around the world are in Chicago this week learning about, talking about, trading about travel to the USA. Hooray for Chicago. Boy, did they pick a good week to be here.
They certainly did.
John and Peter, please help me. Is there any way to get a better rate on a rental car? Holy cow, they're expensive. I'll be in Denver next week.
Yeah, the answer is don't rent it at the airport. It's cheaper to take a mass transit to downtown and rent it from a location downtown because what the rental car companies are paying for rent at the airport is directly handed to you. So you know what? Take transportation downtown. You do that right here in Chicago as well. I never rent cars at O'Hare. I rent them downtown here in Chicago.
Question for Peter. How concerned should we be about a level 2? You described level 1 through 4. A level 2 travel warning to Italy and also the war going on in Israel and Iran. Enjoy listening to you on WGN.
Well, the level 2 is a little bit of a gray area. A level 2 means travel with increased caution. I still don't know what that means.
To Italy.
To Italy, please. It's going to be crowded this summer. It's a jubilee year. Obviously, we have a new pope. There's a Chicago connection, of course. But you know what? It just means situational awareness. It would not stop me from traveling in the least to Italy. Now, Israel's another story. They've closed the airspace. There are no flights in or out. A lot of people who are vacationing in Israel right now have to figure out a way to get out. And they're doing that by going into Jordan, which has a peace treaty with Israel. There's no problem. And flying out of Amman. But right now, the best idea right now is not to go to Israel because literally you cannot get there nonstop to begin with.
What about neighboring countries? What about that region?
I have no problem in Jordan. I have no problem in Egypt. And believe it or not, for many, many years, I had no trouble even in Lebanon. But for Jordan and Egypt, it is not a problem. That peace treaty with Israel has existed for 40 years.
Peter, I'm leaving tomorrow for a week each in Florence and then Dubrovnik. Any last-minute tips?
Yeah. Well, Florence, of course, you'll end up buying more leather gloves than you ever wanted to buy. The leather goods there are amazing. But I'll tell you the tip for Dubrovnik. If you're walking around the old city and the walled city, there's a secret location there. We did it as one of our television shows. I'm not making this up. The most amazing basketball court in the world is in Dubrovnik with the best view of the ocean in the world. And just ask the locals there because otherwise you'll never find it. But if you find it, it's the photo op you want.
What about going to Venice, and should we schedule around Jeff Bezos' nuptials?
Well, you won't have a choice about it. Jeff Bezos has bought Venice for the nuptials. I mean, every water taxi, every hotel, every waterway.
Venice doesn't want people anyway, do they, or do they?
Well, that's the double-edged sword. You know, they're inundated every year in the summer by day trippers who don't have hotel reservations. So they figured, okay, let's charge them a 5 euro fee if they can't prove that they have a hotel reservation. So you know what happened? Everybody paid the fee and came anyway. So they doubled it this year to 10 euros. They're still coming. The bridge of size has become the bridge of thighs. So for me, I'm telling you, and everybody seems to think that you can't go to Venice without a selfie stick. Stop this. Go in September. Go in September. It's the magic month. Or go when I go in February when you own it.
How are Americans being received in Canada?
They love us. In fact, they forgive us. So many Canadians will tell me, hey, it's not about you. We love you. Just could you please explain your government? And that's exactly the same experience I have in Europe.
They're not mad at us. They're confused by our
politics. People are not anti-American. They're just confused by government policy.
262 says, what about 11A and living after a plane crash? I heard you talk about this, and you told Bob, or was it Lisa, you're not going to find the safest seat on an airplane.
No, you're not, because every crash is a different dynamic, different physics, different velocity.
You don't shop for the safest seat on a plane?
The safest seat on the plane is the one closest to the chocolate chip cookies. What are you talking about? I mean, the reality is there is. It doesn't matter where you sit because every plane is different. The good news is, and I want to reassure everybody listening now, as you and I are speaking today, 47,000 takeoffs and landings in the United States and nothing happened. And nothing happened yesterday. Just give me the chocolate chip cookies.
Can you get a refund if the price on your airfare goes down?
Yes, you can. And here's how you do it. Under the new rules, there are no longer ticket change fees. So if your ticket price goes down, cancel the first flight, get a credit, and then use that credit, apply it to the newer fee, and get another credit for the difference.
What is the industry doing about passenger comfort in the planes?
Can I get back to you on that? I mean, the bottom line is they're adding more seats. They're making it more difficult to even get your bags on the plane. It's all about onboard revenue. The industry needs a complete revamp and a new audit on safety because you cannot safely evacuate the planes as they're currently configured. I don't care what anybody tells you.
I'm so glad you are in town and 5,000 fellow conventioners are at McCormick Place.
They are. In fact, we're doing the show from there this weekend.
Yeah. Well, we'll be listening 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon or evening to 8 o'clock. It's the 3-hour, as always, Peter Greenberg show. It's called Eye on Travel. And we broadcast at weekends on WGN. What a pleasure to have you here.
Happy to be here, especially if you describe me the way you did.
He is the handsome, most interesting man in the world.